our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 69, the stanzas 1, 2, 4, and 6. Be thou my judge, O righteous Lord. Try thou my inmost heart. I walk with steadfast trust in thee, nor from thy ways depart. And what follows, Psalter 69, the stanzas 1, 2, 4, and 6.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 29, the verses 15 through 35. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Genesis 29, beginning with verse 15. And Laban said unto Jacob, because thou art my brother, shouldest thou therefore serve me for naught? Tell me, what shall thy wages be? And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. And Laban said, it is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to an other man. Abide with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel. And they seemed unto him but a few days, for the love he had to her. And Jacob said unto Laban, give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in unto her. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place, and made a feast. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah his daughter and brought her to him, and he went in unto her. And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpah his maid for an handmaid. And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, what is this thou hast done unto me? Did not I serve with thee for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me? And Laban said, it must not be so done in our country, to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we will give thee this also for the service which thou shalt serve with me yet 7 other years. And Jacob did so and fulfilled her week. And he gave him Rachel, his daughter, to wife also. And Laban gave to Rachel his daughter Bilhah, his handmaid to be her maid. And he went in also unto Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet 7 other years. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, surely the Lord hath looked upon my affliction, and now therefore my husband will love me. And she conceived again and bare a son and said, because the Lord hath heard that I was hated, he hath therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon. And she conceived again and bare a son and said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him 3 sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. And she conceived again and bare a son. And she said, now will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah and left bearing. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, it is thy good and thy gracious hand that we may gather under the means of grace once more on the Sabbath day. Then thou wast crowned this day with thy goodness. Wilt thou remember us in this evening hour? Wilt thou grant thy spirit in speaking and in listening? And may our eyes, our help be in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth. Wilt thou bless us with thy special favor and with thy special presence? Then we have already heard and seen much in this day, wherein this morning hour the sacrament of holy baptism was administered, and then by renewal we commend unto thee those parents with their children. And when thou granteth it, then on the coming Lord's Day, then the sacrament of the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ hopes to be administered in the midst of the congregation by renewal, and then it hopes to be heard, that all things are ready, and the Master calleth for thee. And now in this evening and in this week, then we are called to examine each of our hearts, who our Master is, and whether we have come to a saving knowledge of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, because he has commanded his church, do this in remembrance of me, O Lord. Do remember all the unconverted ones. May they also be given to meditate and to examine their hearts an impression of their awful condition, without God, without Christ, without hope in the world, and if not converted, to come in that place where hope shall never come. Ah, Lord, wilt thou work lovingly and irresistibly and the hearts of young and old by the solemnity, the shortness, the seriousness of life, and the certainty of death, of judgment and eternity upon all our hearts. When there are false foundations, may thou graciously uncover it while it can yet, and while it may yet, to be given to seek for that oil in our vessels. Lord, remember thy people. Thou knowest where they are encamped. And then the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, that so clearly declares and emphasizes that there may be no rest outside of a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God. To that end, send forth thy light and thy truth to be our guide. Then it is so indispensable that mediator, by the work of the Holy Spirit, that he becomes necessary, that he becomes suitable, and that he becomes so precious. Where we have heard the past week out of thy word, concerning thy church, thine eyes shall be given to see the King in his beauty. And, Lord, thou knowest how poor that thy people are of self. They learn that without thee they can do nothing. And to that end, wilt thou blow with the north wind and come with the south wind, that the spices may flow forth. Lord, may it be a special time in the lives of thy true people, and all for those seeking souls, that they may be given to behold him who is white and ruddy, and the chiefest among 10,000s. When that takes place, then we may do it in remembrance of him. And thou wast given the sacrament for the strengthening of faith, Lord. Thou knowest the questions, thou knowest the riddles, thou knowest the impossibility, but be a surprising God. Wilt thou bless the manifold means of grace? Wilt thou remember and help the consistory? Wilt thou remember them when they hope to meet this week? Bless the means of grace in the church on the Sabbath day, the instruction of the youth, and the many visits. Bless thy word in the family circles. Wilt thou help fathers and mothers to that end? May the prayers be multiplied. Wilt thou remember the Christian school, the many that may labor therein? May their help come from above. Wilt thou grant traveling mercies to and fro, when thy holy word may be opened, and a calling upon thy name, that the means of grace may be blessed for the welfare of the upcoming generation. Remember thy church upon the face of the earth. Remember our denomination. Remember the students. And Lord, thou knowest the difficulties with the closed border in many ways. Then we may humbly ask thee, if it may please thee, that the hearts may be inclined. Remember all mission work, also our mission field. Remember thy servants, the team, when the distance shall be felt from family, from congregation, many a time, but may they be given to experience in special ways that thou art an everywhere present God, and that the means of grace may be blessed. Remember the Jewish nation, uphold the persecuted church. Wilt thou remember the many needy ones in our midst, the mourning ones, widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought children, dear ones, to the grave, and those that have lost dear ones in the past week. Remember all our elderly ones in the evening of their life. Oh, prepare them to meet their Maker in righteousness and in peace. Wilt thou remember all those under the physician's care, all the difficulties of the body, can be weakness of the mind. Wilt thou remember the handicapped ones, the crosses and the burdens. Wilt thou bless the family circles, may love abound when it is not so. Wilt thou grant a repentance and a bowing of the knees of what has been separated. May it please thee to bring it together. Remember prodigal sons and daughters. Lord, wilt thou provide for our daily bread? Remember man and beast in the winter weather. Give a heart to acknowledge thee for all the many blessings which thou so richly and liberally grants unto us, that also in the winter season we may have a warm house, a warm church. Those are blessings that many have to miss also in the winter season, that when the winter season approaches, they are filled with so many fears and with so many cares. Lord, dwell now richly in the midst of us. Wilt thou bless thy word? Take away everything that could be a hindrance. May our eyes be upon thee, and pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 240, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4. O Lord, the God of my salvation, a day and night I cry to thee. Let my prayer now find acceptance in thy mercy. Answer me. And what follows, Psalter 240, 1, 2, and 4. in this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Genesis 32, to verses 32, 33, 34, and 35. And Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, surely the Lord hath looked upon my affliction, and now therefore my husband will love me. And she conceived again, and bare a son, and said, because the Lord hath heard that I was hated, he hath therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon. And she conceived again, and bare a son, and said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him three sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. And she conceived again, and bare a son. And she said, now will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah, and left bearing. Our text words speak of the advent of Leah. Three thoughts. First, the passionate desire of Leah. Secondly, the precious hopes of Leah. And thirdly, the adorable deliverer for Leah. The advent of Leah, the passionate desire of Leah, the precious hopes of Leah, and the adorable deliverer for Leah. Thus first, the passionate desire of Leah. A beloved congregation, when the Lord shall grant it on the coming Lord's Day, then by renewal the sacrament of the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ shall be administered in the midst of this congregation, and then it shall be heard, all things are ready, and the Master calleth for thee. And now in an hour, a week of preparation, then we are all called to examine our hearts, also our boys and girls, our youth, where our journey is due, whether we are still traveling on that broad way, or whether by the grace of God, by the work of the Holy Spirit, we have been placed upon that narrow way. And then our guide, our touchstone, that is not of feelings, emotions, our ideas, but it is the Holy Word of God. And when we are given to meditate upon those precious words, that royal command by the royal king, do this in remembrance of me, then it is necessary that by the enlightening and the leading of the Holy Spirit, that we have received a certain knowledge, that mediator, that he has become necessary, suitable and precious. And now in this evening hour, then we hope to hear of a Leah, in her married life that she desired to be reconciled. That is what the true child of God learns. We read in our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day number 30, and in the form that our fathers have composed, the three matters that are necessary, a sorrow over our sins, a knowledge of deliverance, and a true gratitude. And now in our text words, then we have a beautiful type in the way that the Lord leadeth his people, and oh, surely we hope to hear with our last point that Elijah, it is true in the Old Testament, that much was veiled, but that she was given to see something so special in her Judah, because as she was given to praise the Lord. In the Old Testament, then the true church, they were oftentimes busy tracing that golden thread that ran through the generations concerning the promised Messiah, has begun in Genesis 3 verse 15 with a mother promise. And then it even seems in Genesis 4 verse 1 when Eve has received her first boy, a Cain, that she has said that she received a man child from Jehovah. Then it seems to be implied that an Eve thought that it was the promised child, the promised Messiah, not mistaken in the promise, but in the person. What it was for Adam and for an Eve, when the firstborn, when that their hopes have been dashed to pieces, and the second Abel, that it was all cut off. But then we read in Genesis 4 verse 26 that the Lord has given a Seth, and that man began to call on the name of the Lord. Then it is evident that also a Lamech, in the Old Testament, then those that truly feared the Lord, then they were busy with the promised Messiah, and mothers and fathers busy when they were expecting a child, that it would be the Messiah. Of course, the Messiah has been born, but if it is now right, and when the Lord grants an impression of divine realities, then when fathers and mothers are expecting, then the prayer shall be that it may be a seed for the Lord. In Genesis 5 verse 28, then we read that Lamech has called his son Noah, because he has said this son will comfort us concerning the work of our hands. Then concerning that golden thread, then we read further thereof in Genesis 12, the verses 1, 2, and 3, that in the seed of Abram all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because out of Abram the promised seed would come. Then there was a time that it seemed that golden thread would run through an Ishmael, But then the Lord has made it clear to Abraham and to Sarah that it would be through Isaac. When an Isaac and a Rebekah were expecting, then by renewal, a revelation concerning that golden thread. Because when those children struggled within her, then the Lord has made known to Rebekah that that golden thread would run through Jacob. And now also concerning the family of Jacob, then in this chapter, then the Lord has given further light to Leah that it would be through Judah. And now the Lord has those Leahs upon the earth that are busy doing the same, that oftentimes they are given to trace that golden thread of the work of the Lord in their heart. And how glad they are when they may trace that golden thread, because there can be times that it becomes so still and so quiet, and how distressed they can be. Oh, then you find them on their knees begging the Lord, whether it is, if it is not true, that the Lord would begin in this day. But now for those Leahs, then they are given to rejoice when by renewal they may trace that golden thread of the precious work and things of the Lord in their life. Then they are given to rejoice with rejoicing unspeakable. But now in the life of those true Leahs, then it is the work of the Holy Spirit to bring them to a saving knowledge of the greater Judah, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Leah, with Rachel, the daughters of Laban, they have dwelt in Haran. The brother of Abram, Nahor, it seems to be, that upon that testimony of an Abram, that he has come to Haran later, and they have remained there, when an Abram and his family has dwelt in the promised land. Then you can understand, young people, that it was not so easy for the family of Laban, because of Leah and Rachel, they desired a husband, but they dwelt in the midst of heathens. It is true, in the family of Laban, we also read of an image, but who shall throw stones at Laban? Because what an idols that we have in our life. Then you can understand that the family, the daughters of Laban, that they were given to rejoice that one of their own people have come. And now concerning Leah, then we have heard it that she was tender-eyed. And concerning that expression, then in dictionaries concerning the Hebrew words, then there are different thoughts. Then it is written those eyes, weak, clouded, soft and moist, and not sparkling. But in a word book, then we also read that it can mean that they were lovely eyes. And how true that is in the life of those true Leahs, where the Lord has begun to work by His Spirit. And then those eyes, they are so tender concerning the things of the Lord. Then oftentimes they are moist. Oh, do we not read of that woman that was a sinner in Luke 7 and Mary in Matthew 26? When they have anointed the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ with their tears and wiped them dry with their long hair, and that they have anointed them, oh, the blessed of those weeping eyes, because the Lord Jesus Christ has declared in the Beatitudes, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are they that mourn, and to that end, then those weak, those clouded eyes, what beautiful eyes they are, when there are those hungry and thirsty souls in God's house as sponges, hearing the word of God, oh, examining whether that golden thread of free and sovereign grace may run in their life. Rachel, Leah actually means to be weary or wearied. And Rachel, that means to be a sheep, a mother sheep. Oh, those Leahs, they are so jealous of those sheep. And what has now taken place in the household of Laban, when Jacob has come, was love on first sight with Rachel. He has worked 7 years. And then at the end of 7 years, then the marriage has taken place. But what has now taken place? Then instead of a Rachel, then a Leah was given to Jacob. What a solemn time for Jacob. How it must have all came back. Our times that the Lord chastises his people, that they are reminded what they have done in former days. When Isaac would bless his sons, then under the leadership of Rebekah, then they have put those skins on Jacob that he would feel like Esau. And then they have deceived Father Isaac. And now, to say it simply, on the marriage night, then the wedding dress and veil of Rachel that was placed on Leah, what that must have been for Jacob. And so much respect for marriage that Jacob did not divorce Leah, but that he has also married Rachel, not according to the institution of God in paradise. Let us say it this way, that in the Old Testament, that the Lord has tolerated it. And now for a Jacob, you can understand, it was impossible to please two wives. It even takes much work in the life of a husband to please one wife, to instruct, comfort, lead her with discretion, as we read in our marriage form. And to that end we read that a Leah was hated and that a Rachel was loved. That word hated in the scriptures, that can mean that word in the deepest sense, to hate one, but it can also mean to love less and not in the first place. When we read In Luke 14, verse 27, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Then we can all understand that Jesus is not saying when we are converted that we hate our family, no congregation. When the Lord converts us, then we shall even love them more. But we may not love them more than the Lord. What a struggle that can be for husbands, for wives, for parents, and for children. Thus when we read that Jacob hated Leah and loved Rachel, that implies that he loved Rachel much and Leah not so much. And now for Leah has committed a great sin, has committed sin. What that was for Leah, to say it simply, to put on the wedding dress of Rachel and to depend she was a Rachel, what a great sin that was against her sister. What a great sin before Jacob, because Leah, as she knew perfectly, the love that Jacob had for Rachel, and now to take the place of Rachel, and in the third place for Leah, then she has sinned against God. And now Leah has experienced the bitter fruits of what she has done. What a tears as she has wept, as she desired the love of a husband. And to that end, how she must have prayed, as she desired to be reconciled. And now when the Lord works, then we shall learn the same congregation, our sin. Because Leah has sinned against the first table and against the second table, then they learn that sin is so bitter, and to that end, that breach. But now the desire that she may be loved by Jacob, and then she thought it was her desire to become fruitful, and in that way, that she may be reconciled and loved by Jacob, of course, to become fruitful, as she needed Jacob. Thus a beautiful type. When the Lord works, then there are those Leahs upon the earth in the church, with those moist eyes that have to confess. We do not read in this chapter that she has blamed Jacob, that she has blamed Rachel. No, she has lived in all her own fault, as she has not waited. Not so simple. When they dwelt in that country, still happens in our day, when young women, when they become so desperate that the first man, a worldly man, a man with a false religion, that they give their hand hoping and promising to themselves that it shall turn out well and that they have to bear the bitter fruits all their life. Thus, then in this chapter, of course, also the history has much practical instruction. Our second thought, the precious hopes of Leah. because she desired and she needed to be reconciled, then we can understand that Leah, she has done her best, that she has done everything she could to please Jacob. What delicious meal she must have cooked, and what all else she must have done. Ah, that is a type of those true Leahs, how they are so busy to please the Lord. But now we read in our text, and Leah conceived. How glad she must have been. What an expectation. Ah, when the Lord works by His Spirit in our heart, then there are many exercises concerning the things of the Lord. Oh, those Leahs, they are busy. They need to be reconciled. And now the heart of Leah was filled with gladness when she was expecting all special exercises. And then we read, and Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben. And Reuben means, behold the son. Ah, those first precious things. When the Lord begins that work in the time of the first love, when those Leahs may be given to taste of the good things of the Lord, when they may be given to believe that the Lord indeed knows of them, when the Lord may speak a word for the first time, when they may be given to hear their life in God's house, when the Lord may grant them a special instruction, when their life may be declared. Ah, those first things in the life of a child of God, then it is as it is a Reuben. Then they are given to rejoice with joy unspeakable, and then they hope with their Reubens that they may be reconciled to the Lord, that their sins may be pardoned. Oh, with their Reuben, then they may be given to sing. But those Leahs, they must learn. Because in the Lord's Supper, do this in remembrance of me. Then it goes not about Reuben, but it goes about that greater Judah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Nevertheless, those Reubens, how sweet, unforgettable. Ah, then Leah is so glad. And then we read, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, surely the Lord. Thus in her birth announcement, here we have the example out of God's word. Also in Leah's birth announcement, she has mentioned the Lord, and she has even mentioned the greatest name of God, Lord in capital letters, that covenant God, that faithful God. Surely the Lord hath looked upon my affliction. Ah, for those tender-eyed Leahs, those weeping souls, when they may receive the tokens of the favor of the Lord, then they may be given to rejoice with joy unspeakable. Surely the Lord hath looked upon my affliction. Now therefore, my husband will love me. Ah, that was the hope, the expectation of Leah. Of course, Jacob was given to rejoice with his little boy, the firstborn. Also the fruits of Leah, that is a fruit of the work of the Lord, comes all from above. And then the Lord is given to rejoice in his own work. There's the work of the Holy Spirit, those tender-eyed Leahs, ah, that need the Lord above all things. Therefore, my husband will love me. But What would Aaliyah now experience? Oh, undoubtedly, when that Reuben was a little boy, oh, boys and girls, that you do your best to please your parents. Daddy has behaved quite well. But when Reuben has become older, of course, that was after our text words. But then Reuben has committed a great sin. And then in Genesis 49, Father Jacob has said concerning Reuben, unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. And that is now the experience of those Leahs. Ah, when they may receive tokens of the Lord's favor, then they have hope, then they may believe it, but when it all fades away, then how distressed they become. Ah, those true Leahs, they shall experience that it can never be through Reuben. But now we read further in the next verse, and she conceived again and bare a son and said, because the Lord hath heard. That is what the meaning of Simeon is, to be heard. Ah, when those Leahs, when they may be given to experience that the Lord indeed hears and answers their prayer, providential leadings further of last week out of Isaiah 33, verse 16, that water shall be given, thy bread shall be sure, when they may experience that the Lord is a prayer giving, a prayer hearing. Ah, that is already so sweet. But now also a prayer answering God. Then their hope is revived. Oh, a hope that the Lord knows of them. Then it can even be with their Reubens and Simeons that it seems that their sin is all covered. Ah, that the love of God covers everything. Then they are given to rejoice. And she conceived again and bare a son and said, because the Lord hath heard that I was hated. Thus it is implied, oh, that many times she has come before the Lord, told all her circumstances, all her own fault, ascended all away, but yet a desire that she would be loved by her husband. Oh, a beautiful type of those true Leahs. Because the Lord hath heard that I was hated, he hath therefore given me this son also. Ah, that also, when by renewal the Lord grants another token, that becomes at times such a wonder for those Leahs that they are given to be wonder, the mercy and the goodness of the Lord. Ah, then their hope may be revived. Then they are unable to trace that golden thread. And that can be such a mysterious thread. But when by renewal they are unable to trace the work of the Lord, then that hope may be revived. Ah, that the Lord knoweth of them, that it shall be well. Oh, that they shall be reconciled with the Lord. And so it was with the Leah, with the Simeon. Now, and she called his name Simeon. Thus a different order than with Reuben. When that people is a little further on the way, then they become a little more careful. because with a Reuben, as she is first given the name, and then she is given the explanation. But now with the Simeon, then she is first given an explanation of her hope, and then she is given a Simeon, his name, of course, together with Jacob, concerning Simeon, Reuben. We find his name 72 times in the Bible. That name Simeon, 43 times. And now, how did it go with Leah Simeon? Genesis 34. He became a murderer, false zeal, nevertheless a murderer. Leah has experienced that with her Reuben, with her Simeon, her two little sons, that she was not reconciled with Jacob. Are there souls that understand it? Oh, they know of their Reuben. Behold those first things. How precious, how unforgettable, how unexplainable. Sometime they could not give it a name. Oh, to be given to experience the precious things of the Lord. Oh, to receive a Simeon, that her prayers are answered in special and remarkable ways, tokens that the Lord knoweth of us, but still not reconciled. And she conceived again and bare a son and said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me. That is the name of Levi. That means to be joined. And now concerning the tribe of Levi, the priesthood and the Levites. And then it was the calling of the tribe of Levi to instruct the children of Israel in the things of the Lord, also concerning God's holy law. Oh, how those Leahs can be so busy. It is on account of that love that they try to keep the law perfectly. Oh, those Leahs do their best not to offend the Lord. Oh, when they fall into sin, then how sad they become, what a tears are wept, what a crying. Oh, Lord, I had hoped with my Levi that I would be reconciled with thee, but 'tis clearly declared in the scriptures and experienced by a child of God that by the works of the law, Romans 3, no flesh shall be justified in his sight. But those Levites and those priesthood, they also pointed, the priest were called to offer the sacrifices, and that pointed all to the greater Judah, the Lord Jesus Christ, who would come. Thus with Levi, then two matters must be experienced. In the first place, that by the holy law of God, that we can never be reconciled, and that we can never be justified. But also Levi, that points to those sacrifices where the blood was shed, where a way was pointed out, where sinners were a poor and a needy people, whereby they may be reconciled, and that they may receive the pardoning of their sins. And now we read, and she conceived again and bare a son and said, Now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him 3 sons, and therefore was his name called Levi. Then with that 3rd son, we have 2 special differences with Reuben and Simeon. I shall read it once more, and maybe you can hear it. Listen. And she conceived again and bare a son and said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him 3 sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. Have you heard one of the differences in this announcement? The name Lord was not mentioned. Why was that? Did Leah not be given to see that also Levi, a creation of the Lord has spared life in the days of old? How many wives, mothers, have lost their life in childbearing? Thus it cannot be different, it is true, in our life than blessings when we receive many that we are not given to pause deeply enough concerning those blessings. But now nevertheless we read that with Levi, the name Lord was not mentioned. And is there now a Leah in my midst that understands it? With Levi, that the name Lord was not mentioned. Those Leahs shall learn that it is all of grace, and they must be brought to Judah. But there are times, those Leahs, they were given to believe so certainly, was for sure, surely, with the Reuben. This is now the work of the Lord. Tokens of his favor, a Reuben and a Simeon. But it can come so low. That the devil comes and he says, look now at your life, and still unreconciled. Do you really believe that it was true? For those Leahs, it can come so low that there come times that they wish that they had never spoken or never written a letter. Of course, those true Leahs shall also be times that their silence becomes their guilt. And I believe silence shall be a bigger guilt than with all the distress when we have spoken. But hope deferred makes the heart sick. It can come so low and seem so impossible. And that the devil says, you better never speak no more. And to that end, with their Levi, the Lord was not mentioned. The second difference is that with Reuben and Simeon, that we read very distinctly each time, and she called his name Reuben, and with Simeon, and she called his name Simeon. But with Levi, therefore was his name called Levi. Perhaps more together with Jacob. But now, Leah has experienced with her 3 boys, still unreconciled. But now the 4th, let us first sing. Psalter 388, the first four stanzas. To thee, O Lord, I humbly cry. To thee my supplication make. To thee I bring my sad complaint. To thee my bitter grief I take. And what follows, 388, the first four stanzas. The advent of Leah. The passionate desire of Leah. The precious hopes of Leah. and now the adorable deliverer of for Leah. And then for a Leah, those spiritual Leahs, then it can be an unsolved case. In Dutch they say, an onopgeloste zaak. With everything that they have experienced, still, they have received hope, because the Spirit, He implants that hope in the moment of regeneration. They have received that love. They have received that faith. But with a Reuben, with a Simeon, a Levi, he has taken part with that murder together with his brother Simeon. But now, the four son, and she conceived again, and bare a son, and she said, so different, now will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah, O Leah, a God-fearing mother, expecting the Messiah, a desire that she would even become that mother. And now it is clearly implied in our text words in verse 35, that when she has received that son, that she was given to see by faith that from Judah, the promised seed, the Messiah, the deliverer would come also for her. And Judah, that means to praise. Oh, when Leah has received her Judah, then she was given to rejoice in the Lord with joy unspeakable. Then she was given to see. How much she was given to see, we leave it lie. But it is clearly implied that she was given to see with her Judah that the promised Judah, the promised Messiah would come. Oh, thine eyes shall behold the King in his beauty. Then she was given to see surely that in that promised Messiah, that her deliverance lies sure. Oh, not to be reconciled with Jacob, but to be reconciled with the Lord. Oh, for those true Leahs that are burdened with their sin and with everything that they have experienced. But when it may please the Lord, as with Leah, when the gospel may be opened, that precious and adorable Son of God, oh, that the greater Judah, that he would come, oh, he has come, congregation, all for those Leahs that in a spiritual way are given to experience the same as Leah has experienced with a Jacob, when they may receive an eye upon that Judah, all who was come, and that is typified in many different places in the Old Testament, that Judah was a type of Christ. Oh, Father Jacob, Leah was led further than a Jacob, because a Jacob, all on his deathbed, then he has declared in Genesis 49, verse 8, Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. And then he has also said, and there have I buried Leah. Ah, then for a Jacob has become clear. But now a Leah, when she has bore her little Judah, then by an eye of faith, then she was given to look upon him who would come in the fullness of time, of whom the bride has said that he is white and ruddy, and the chiefest among 10,000s. And then she was given to praise the Lord. The first time that we read that word praise in the Bible, and the second time on the deathbed of Father Jacob, the text that We have mentioned Genesis 49 verse 8. And the third time, that was with the Egyptians, when they have went through the Red Sea. Oh, in Exodus 15 verse 11, who was like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who was like unto thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? And now we read, and she left bearing. Ah, then a Leah with a Judah. Then she was given to praise the Lord. And now, when the Lord grants it on the coming Sabbath day, then we have clear spiritual instruction. Because when Christ has said to his church, do this in remembrance of me, then there needs to be a certain knowledge. No, we do not speak of that full assurance, but, for Aaliyah, then there was still so much veiled and so much hidden. But if we had now asked Leah, concerning those boys, concerning Reuben, if we went in house visitation, it is true sometime, those Leahs are so downcast. But then those true Leahs, then they can tell about their Reubens, and then they can tell about their Simeons. Oh, it is true. Discouraged, disappointed. Oh, it can be with their Levi that it comes so low that they are with a closed mouth. But if we had now asked Leah, Leah, tell us now, how has it now been with the fourth? Then she could tell us, oh, the people of God, they shall experience matters, the one more clear than another. But now Leah could tell us, oh, then she would say, with a Judah, then it has become so different. Because I was given to see in Judah, oh, that golden thread, that out of Judah, the promised Messiah would be born. Oh, that Messiah that has come upon the earth, that would be born in the stable of Bethlehem, that would bring that sacrifice. Oh, who has loved himself to death, that Leah's may be saved and that they may be reconciled. Oh, then she would say with Judah, then I have come to such a rest and such a peace. Therefore, she called his name Judah and left bearing. It is true. We read later that she is also bore in chapter 30 an Issachar, a reward. We have heard of that reward out of Lord's Day number 24. And also Zebulun, that means habitation. Thine eye shall see the king in his beauty. And now for a people for whom that precious Jesus has become so necessary, so suitable, so adorable, and so precious. Ah, then Christ, he has instituted the sacrament that their faith may be strengthened. And what a privilege and what a blessing it is when the people of God, with the administration of the sacrament, when they may see the greater Judah, when they may hear him speak. And to that end, the royal command, do this in remembrance of me. Ah, may we be given to speak more of the greater Judah when we hope to come together in this week to further consider preparation for the Holy Supper of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we may thank thee that thou wast given unto us and our children another Lord's Day, and that thou wast yet given some words to speak. We humbly ask thee be the after preacher also of the sacrament of baptism, that there may be fathers and mothers as Leah, so exercise with the things of the Lord, and also concerning those little children. But, Lord, may we be given to examine each of our hearts. We are traveling to eternity, and thou hast a people that examine themselves many times, with their Rubens, with their Simeons, and with their Levites, but are still unreconciled. Ach, Lord, open then thy word, that they may be given to behold that precious Judah, who has given himself from eternity, has come in the fullness of time, and sitteth at thy right hand, and never forsaketh his Leahs, because he has engraven them upon the palms of his hand. Lord, wilt thou remember the week which we have commenced? Wilt thou bless the instruction tomorrow evening? Remember the consistory meeting. Bring the congregation together for a weekday service. Wilt thou bless the labor of our hands? And, Lord, wilt thou keep us from harm and danger, keep us from sin and temptation, guide our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. Wilt thou take us under thy kind care and under thy protection. Wilt thou remember in the home, at work, on the way, at school, wherever we are called to be, Lord, under difficult and trying circumstances, may our eyes be upon thee. Wilt thou now bring us safely to our homes, and forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 407, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. Oh, praise ye the Lord, and sing a new song. Amid all the saints his praises prolong. And what follows? Psalter 407, 1, 3, and 4.
Thank you.
I receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee. And the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.